Blog Talk Radio. Positive note. This is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order's Lifestyle Solutions. We're here to eliminate the chaos tonight, so your calls are quite welcome to ask the questions for what it is you're dealing with that is an obstacle for you to clear the clutter so that you can live a more comfortable and happy life. Our number is 657-383-0732. Call in with your conversation starter or your question about getting organized or strategizing to live your life. I have a few announcements, but before that, the general housekeeping. My website is www.createneworder.com, which will be undergoing reorganization within the next couple of weeks. So keep that in mind. Visit the site now and get the information that you need. We will have the Blog Talk Radio button up while we're under reorganization, as well as some other information for you to contact us. Our contact numbers have never changed. Our company name may change, and we'll keep you up to date as we create new order. Life is about change and getting on with it and leaving behind you your accomplishments and your failures. Once again, the website is www.createneworder.com. You can email me at solutions@createneworder.com. And I want to thank bensound.com for the unlicensed music that we add to our site to open our show, close our show, and take our breaks when need be. They have some of the greatest choices, and what I choose for my lead in music is called Happiness, because that's the intention I put out in the world. You can also catch my written blog, not just the Blog Talk Radio show, at createneworder.wordpress.com. I fill that in not every day, but when I am inspired to write something about a conversation I've had, a question that has been asked of me, a phone call, or simply when I'm walking the dog. Hopefully my columns will be syndicated soon. Keep in touch. Like I mentioned last week, and I'll mention to you now, is that a lot of transformation is happening from my perspective, and I'd like to have you join me on this journey so that you experience what I experienced, that it may inspire you or motivate you, or at least give you the community while you're going through some of the same turbulence as you make changes. I will be moving, I'll be changing my company, my website will restructure, but services are just going to get bigger and better and more available so that you can ask your questions and you can get your organizing and strategizing under control. Create your life. That's what this is all about. Eliminate that chaos. Give us a call at 657-383-0732. What's in my glass tonight as I start the show to be here for you to answer those questions is a frozen Diet Coke. I took a Diet Coke, I put it in a container, and I froze it and threw it in the blender, and I ended up with a Diet Coke Slurpee. Why is it 7-Eleven can't make a Diet Coke one? We're so addicted to sugar here in the United States, aren't we? It's a big deal. Our food, our weight, our cravings, and what we do to ourselves. Sugar is just, what is it? High fructose corn syrup, the devil's tears. That's something I recently heard from a vegan. We're addicted to sugar. Anyway, Diet Coke is no better because it's got a bunch of chemicals in it, but I happen to like it. I don't like things too sweet. Anyway, an announcement, September 27th, 2017, I will be at the New York Public Library Morningside Branch, which is near Columbia University at 2900 Broadway, New York, New York, 125. Their telephone number is 212-864-2530 if you want to call and reserve your seat. This is free to the public. It starts at 5:30, and I will be presenting the program entitled, drum roll please, How to Not Be a Slob, Decluttering Your Space and Your Life. I'm happy to go back to Morningside. We always have a big crowd there, so I really do suggest that you reserve a spot and let them know you're coming so that they are prepared. I love to present at the libraries because I'm very fond of the libraries, and I like to give my time there and give my lectures there. I do a lot of private lectures. I work with a lot of companies and do a lot of training. And I'm going to be bringing to you meetup groups on organizing and strategizing. And those meetup groups are going to start in about a month or so. So if you're not a member of meetup or social living or living social, we'll also have some offerings as well where you can find me and you can come and meet for a small fee in relationship to a one-on-one. And first, see if it's a service that you really do want in organizing and strategizing for your life, but also so that you can hear how other people are going through dilemmas with clutter, whether it be in their environment or between their ears, getting on with their life, getting going forward with what they need to accomplish. I was in Starbucks a couple of weeks ago, and I was sitting in my seat, and I was working. I was working on some of my goals, which I work every single day, and some days are very heavy days, and some days are very light days. And when I was in Starbucks, I was working, and I have a spreadsheet where I was putting dates down so that I have a timeline so that I reach my goals with deadlines. That's very effective for me. And I can prioritize things on how quickly they can be done or doing them in succession with quicker tasks because they need steps. They will wait for a result in order to move to the next step. So thinking things through is often very helpful to have a spreadsheet or a list. Putting down the details of how you want to accomplish something and how long it's going to take you to do it so that you can juggle these things and move the ball. And I was pretty focused and I was pretty happy about the accomplishments that I was making. I was doing some marketing and I was doing some financial planning and I was doing some dreaming as well. But I was getting it all down on paper and really working with purpose. And a woman came in and she sat down at a table next to me. And you know when you see somebody and they're going to speak to you, you can just kind of feel it, you know, it's coming your way. And she did. I reached for a book which had notes in it. I always keep a running notebook to write things down. And I reached for the book out of my bag, and she saw the opportunity to say hello. And she didn't say hello. She just looked at me and she said, she exclaimed, "I have to hire a personal assistant." And I thought this was really interesting because, you know, in a way, I am an assistant, a personal assistant, because I help people map out what they need to do in order to reach a goal. And I looked at her and I said, "Really?" And I said, "Are you in business?" And she said, "No, a personal assistant," she said. I said, "Ah." And I said, "Why do you need a personal assistant?" First she said, "Do you know any? Or do you know how I could hire a personal assistant?" So now I'm curious, but without wanting to divulge too much information because I'm sitting here reaching my goals, right? So I asked her, I said, "Well, I guess I would place an ad if I was going to hire a personal assistant and or, you know, talk to a temporary agency and see if I could hire that way. You know, I would talk to people who were in business and maybe had one or a part-time personal assistant, but most likely I would start with an ad, an internet ad." And I said, "What do you need personal assistant for?" And she said, "Well, to get to the other side." I said, "The other side? The other side of what?" And she said, "My life." Well, I took a deep breath and I smiled and I introduced myself to her and I explained to her what I did and how I do it. And I said that you or somebody or the needs that you have are people who call me. So I want to give you my card. And she talked about the fact that she has very limited funds and she couldn't spend a whole lot of money on, you know, a personal assistant, which right there and then, you know, if you're going to hire somebody, obviously they need to be compensated. So I explained to her about the show and I told her to give a call in and ask her questions and have the conversations here. And we haven't heard from her yet. Her name is Stella. And I also let her know that if she called me, I could give her the information about the classes that were coming up. What I have found in my years of practice, which I'm coming up on 18 years that I've been doing this, is that many times and very often people want to make a change, but it takes a long time for them to get themselves, to brace themselves to be able to do it. I learned very quickly that people weren't calling me back for a reason. It took 3 months to 3 years from the time that I met them, spoke to them, and gave them my business card for them to actually call me. And I will tell you that my success rate in a call from someone is very, very high, but it may be spread out over a long period of time. Whenever you're ready to make the changes in your life, make changes in your life. Unfortunately, it's so often that people are faced with change that they must make quickly, that they have to organize or declutter what's in their head to deal with a circumstance. For instance, like having a new baby. You have a new baby, and the impact of a new baby is not just the fact that you have a new life in your world that you're in charge of, that you have a great responsibility to, that this life, this person depends completely upon you. But they come with gear. And as the years move on and we invent new things, they come with more and more and more gear. So the amount of stuff that comes with a baby is never really factored into our general living. And that causes chaos. It causes chaos at 2 o'clock in the morning when the baby wakes up screaming and wants to eat, and you're walking out and there's something on the floor that wasn't picked up because you're so sleep deprived, you can't get to it all. It's okay. That's how life works. But these changes happen, and we think we're prepared for them, but they impact us in such a way that we become unprepared. Life becomes chaotic, and we don't know where to stop, start, and reorganize. We have no idea. We just get confused and overwhelmed. Do you want to organize it? Then put the time aside and prioritize it. That's why I make lists. That's why I put things together in a certain way so that I can stay organized while I organize so many other people and so many other things. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Lifestyle Solutions. Just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732. And unfortunately, we did have some internet problems at the beginning of the show, and I don't see any calls right now, and maybe you heard my dog at the moment. There's lots of people in the hallways in my building. So excuse Vera for chiming in to the show tonight. Once again, just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732. And if you're not getting through, there are internet problems tonight, and I apologize for that. I hope you're hearing me so I can get to the content that was requested. I have an email to discuss with you a little bit further down in the show. Remember, September 27th at the Morningside branch of the New York Public Library at 5:30 p.m., give them a call and let them know if you're going to come, if you're on the East Coast, and if you're in Oslo, Norway, which had a high percentage of listeners this past week, I'm sorry, maybe you can make it. Take a flight, and I'll see you there. If not, the online sessions with me are coming probably after the first of the year, where you'll be able to tune in and ask your questions while you see me. We can see each other. That's coming soon as well. Like I said, lots of changes. I'm clearing the clutter of the past on how I used to work with clients and how I now will work with clients more often. So meetup.com, livingsocial.com, and check out New York Public Library Morningside schedule. You'll see me on the 27th at 5:30 here in New York City. In my glass, like I said, is frozen Diet Coke because I needed something cold tonight, even though it's gotten pretty chilly here on the East Coast. We went from summer to fall overnight. I will say today, though, that it was a romantically rainy late summer morning. It was fantastic, really, because I decided to stay in all weekend. What a gift to get a rainy day. I love the rain. I love watching it. I love dreaming in it. And sometimes I get so lost in it, I don't get something done. Let's talk about getting something done. Getting organized is sometimes all about getting motivated. And getting motivated sometimes can't happen because we have so much clutter between the ears. Before I get into the meat of the matter, I want to mention a huge motivationalist that passed away this week. Her name is Louise Hay. She passed away at the age of 90. She's been on probably every single self-help program and talk show on television. And she started her own publishing house, Hay Publishing, and let's see, I can't remember the year. Let me pull it up here. I've got three screens in front of me. Bear with me. And, you know, she was somebody who didn't have two sticks to rub together. And she made herself who she is. Louise Lynn Hay was born October 8th of 1926, and she passed away on August 30th. And she was an American motivational author and founder of Hay House. She authored several New Thought self-help books, including the 1984 book, You Can Heal Your Life. You can find the information on Wikipedia. And I came across Louise Hay on a Facebook mention because somebody had talked about her motivational speaking and actually compared herself to me, which I was just thrilled to hear something like that. And the reason it came up, and I was really very flattered, is because she got involved in intentional thinking. In the early 70s, she became a religious science practitioner, and that led people in spoken affirmation, which she believed could cure their illnesses. And she became a very popular workshop leader. She studied transcendental meditation with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and the Maharishi International University in Iowa. She described that she was diagnosed with incurable cervical cancer and that she came to the conclusion that by holding on to her resentment for her childhood abuse, she was raped at an early age and she was beaten along with her mother from an abusive husband, that this is what caused her illness. And she refused conventional medical treatment, and she became very focused on practicing forgiveness, and that with therapy, nutrition, reflexology, and colonic enemas. She claimed that she rid herself of cancer, and she did it by the power of intention, the power of positive thinking, and a good attitude, and releasing the toxic feelings that she had throughout her life. Now, whether or not that's true, never saw the medical records, but this is what she claimed. But she lived her life, and she continued to live her life, telling and teaching how positive thought and throwing only good intention out into the world would bring you the things that were positive back. And if you were throwing negative things out into the world, that you would reap the negativity of the world. I happen to believe in positive thinking and positive thought. I'm not always successful. I get frustrated just like everybody else. I have a complaint. Part of this program is the complaint of the day. But I talk about the complaints in this program because I want people to know that I have this complaint, but so does everybody else. We're all going through the same reaction to what the complaints are. And I talk about product complaints and I talk about customer service complaints. And today I actually have a compliment along with the complaint. It shows a huge contrast between companies and why one company is such a giant. Getting back to Louise Hay, her publishing company called Hay House, publishes motivational books, publishes motivational speakers, publishes motivational words for you to enjoy. Wayne Dyer is published by Hay House, and many other self-help motivational speakers and practicers, if I can say, use the word incorrectly. But you have Brian Weiss, MD, you have Brendan Bouchard, you have Sage Levine. These are women and men who know the secret, know how to practice the art of abundance, know how to be healthier with better thinking and positive motivation. Give a call if you'd like to join the conversation and tell me about your favorite self-help person, 657-383-0732, or come right on the internet, right at blogtalkradio.com/create-new-order, and you can get on the show and we can talk about what you think about motivational speakers, self-help books. A lot of people are self-help experts. They've read them all and they practice as much as possible to keep themselves motivated, keep themselves doing things in a positive way to reap the positive benefits of the universe. Now, if you want to be published by Hay House Publishing Company, you must have a literary agent. They only publish if a literary agent brings to them. They don't do their own picking and choosing, which is kind of smart because they let other people do the work for them and they get exactly what they're looking for. Their mission, their beliefs, their ideas are published by their organization. That, my friends, is a very organized way to function in business. God rest her soul, Louise Hay, and all the good work that she's done. I hope her legacy continues. But I wanted to bring that story to you because talk about motivation. This is somebody who lived with some pretty crappy things that have happened to her when she was younger, and she still maintained a great attitude and sought to have even a better attitude as she got older, as she moved through life, and as she touched and reached out to others. It's amazing. It's amazing that people who suffer from so many traumas in their life can then turn it around and make a positive impact on the world. And she has made a positive impact on the world by opening a publishing house and publishing so many motivational speakers and motivational people. They're like-minded. So she created a community that would come to her so that that message would get bigger and better and spread further and further to more and more people. Isn't that what it's about? It's clearing and eliminating the chaos in your head so that you can create the world that you want around you. It's important to start with your perception, to start with your attitude. That's where you begin. How do you start? The light switch has to go off for you. You have to be either so sick and tired of what is so that you can change it, or something's going to impact you to change it. I mentioned having a baby. You could lose somebody. An illness can hit. Something may happen in your life, and frankly, will happen in your life. Nobody goes untouched unless, of course, they become a hermit and never have to leave their home. Nobody goes without experiencing the struggles of life. If we didn't experience the struggles, we wouldn't experience the happiness either. So start living. Stop couch surfing. Let's talk about Houston for a moment because, hey, Houston still has a problem. Give a call at 657-383-0732. I have no idea if we're broadcasting. The internet seems to be working. The studio is showing that we're live, and I'm hoping you're hearing us. And I would love for you to join the conversation and give a call. I'm not seeing any calls here on the board. So let me talk about Houston still. Water, water everywhere. Harvey really impacted them. And honestly, I just saw a weather report that there is a tropical storm brewing that looks like it's right in line to land in Florida called Tropical Storm Irma. She hasn't been upgraded yet, but here she comes. You know what's funny and interesting to me? I play tennis on Wednesday night with and two of the people in the group. One is Harvey, one is Irma. I find that fascinating. Coincidental. Anyway, if you want to help, people are collecting donations that are going to go down to Texas, and they're collecting all sorts of things, food and clothes and supplies that people maybe can use while they're out of their homes and they're suffering from whatever damage has impacted them and their families. And I really hope, I heard last week that two people had died. I hadn't heard that that rose in any number, and I really certainly hope it does not. You know, these storms can be so devastating. The East Coast is still cleaning up after Sandy. So many people are still not in their homes years later because the money from wherever, the government or insurance companies, has not come through, which I think is quite egregious. But you can send donations. And personally, my feeling is to send a couple of bucks and whatever you can spare. I mean, $5 will do a lot if everybody sends $5. It's not too little. I sent my donation through www.youcaring.com, and you can just do an online donation real quick. I think there's GoFundMes and YouCaring and the American Red Cross. whether or not their money goes to their overhead or to the crisis relief, who knows. But like I said, I sent mine through youcaring.com. I sent a couple more bucks than five, and hopefully, if you know, if you can spare $5, go online, send a donation, because there are people who lost absolutely everything. And that, folks, is just not okay. With a smile on your face, make a donation, help them out today. Today's National Bowling League Day, and it is September 3rd, 2017. Do you bowl? Are you on a league? Give me a call at 657-383-0732, and I will congratulate you that you are participating in a hobby, something that's good for you outside of work. That's one thing that causes clutter in our brains. We get too mired down in having no hobbies, no free time, no rejuvenation activities to help us move on, feel better, get stronger, be more interesting, be social, get away from the stress of work, releasing it, a hobby. So today is National Bowling League Day, and it is also National Welsh Rarebit Day. Welsh rarebit. I heard of that before. It's somewhere in the periphery in my head, and I never knew what it was. So when I was preparing for the show the other day and saw that today was National Welsh Rarebit Day, I had to look it up. Well, folks, it's a Welsh form of grilled cheese, sort of. Welsh rarebit, and I will tell you that I will try this recipe. I will absolutely make this when the weather really gets a nice, cool snap in it. And I'll be looking for some comfort food. But what is this delicacy? It's a creamy, melted cheese sauce served over toasted rye bread. Now, it's served as a side dish. And be prepared, because it's got about 376 calories per cup. Now, looking at this cream sauce and knowing what's in it, there's cream and there's cheddar cheese and there's Worcestershire sauce and a little salt and pepper, and you melt it and then you pour it over this toasted rye bread. I can't see myself eating an entire cup of it, but who knows? So 376 calories, 42% of it are fat calories, so you got to be careful with that. But I will try this. I will make this and probably have it with a tomato soup. I think that sounds fantastic. Now, on a cold fall autumn night, grilled cheese and tomato soup is really something I love and I enjoy. So I will try this, and in a future show, I will mention that I made it and let you know how it tastes. So today, September 3rd, 2017, or every September 3rd, is a National Welsh Rarebit Day. Maybe a nice, interesting recipe to try on a cool autumn day. Girl in Town is up next. I'm going to take a quick break and rehydrate and take a big sip of my frozen Diet Coke and a little bit of water. I will be right back. Okay, I'm back, and this is Jennifer Ryan. Just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732 to create your new order and eliminate the chaos in your life. How do you do that? You're moping around, you're lazing around, you're not getting too much done, and every single day you come home, you're exhausted, you're stressed, and you land on the couch, or the weekend shows up, and you have nothing to do, and you have friends that are busy or doing things that you don't like to do, and you are couch surfing. Knock it off and follow Girl in Town. That would be me. Jennifer is Girl in Town. Last week, I talked about the New York Botanical Gardens and the Chihuly exhibit. Don't miss it. If you are within 2 hours of the New York Botanical Gardens, get in the car and get there. It is a fantastic few hours. The sculptures are amazing and blended into the natural backdrop of the gardens. You must go and see it. But tonight's show, I want to talk about the Brooklyn Flea. The Brooklyn Flea Market is located, and it has a website, the Brooklyn Flea Market, and just type it into good old Google and check out their locations. There are two locations, one in Jumbo, Brooklyn, and one in Soho. They are not far away from each other. You can actually go to both locations in one day. And parking is parking in New York City. I got lucky. We went on a Sunday, my son and I, and I got street parking in both locations. It was not super busy, and it was a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Maybe more people were at the beach than were at the Brooklyn Flea Market. And I will tell you this, that if you like the show Flea Market Flip on HGTV, or if you like to buy vintage or seek that gem that nobody really knows what it is, and you know you're going to make this big treasure find, flea markets are most likely the tour of things to do on your list. The Brooklyn Flea is a place that is renowned and part of the world of hipsters now. And it used to belong to people who were really basically homeless people or street people, and they would bring things together and try to sell their wares, and they were cool. And what I was seeing is some really interesting new wage things or changes to old things. And old toys, there was a bag of blocks that I almost bought because it was a bag of blocks, these blocks I had when I was a kid. And they were absolutely adorable. I was thinking about my grandsons for them. And there's lots of vintage clothing. There was more vintage clothing there than I have seen anywhere, but they are asking a pretty penny. You could probably get some of this stuff at consignment shops for a lot less, but it takes a lot of work to go and find them. The hipsters have found what to do. They've also had a redesign on some clothing. And if you go to the website for brooklynflea.com and you look at the picture for the Saturday and Sunday in Soho, that front picture, don't click on it. But the front picture shows a rack of clothing, and there's a cut shirt on the end of the rack. It's like a pink shirt, man's shirt. And what they're doing with these old vintage button-down dress shirts is they're cutting the sleeves off with a pinking shear, and then they're cutting the bottom off with a pinking shear as well, and they're making a short shirt out of it. And vendor after vendor had this look. So they're creating a new style out of an old style of vintage clothing, which I thought was phenomenal. It's just so interesting what people think about to do with this old stuff. So again, there were some furnishing and a lot of Danish modern, which was interesting. And there was a couple of artisans spattered in between with leather, making brand new leather bags, handmade.
And I am back again. We're having technical difficulties. The internet is just so unreliable these days. Back to Brooklyn Flea and the new age way of decorating and living your lifestyle and picking your clothes. It's a great place to go and spend the day. There's some food options, and even if there's no food options at the Brooklyn Flea, going out into the Brooklyn area in Dumbo or even in the Soho area and getting some food is well worth it. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice couple of hours. It doesn't take forever. And I have some friends there who have a booth. Their booth is called Wormhole. They always have some great vintage items. And one of the things that they had this last time going there was they had a full set of red Samsonite luggage from the early 70s. It was hilarious. I could just imagine buying that and taking that to the airport. People would be looking at you like you were straight out of a time machine. So I'll tell you, go and check it out. There's so many fun things to revisit that you can remember from your childhood, or you can go and pick up and use and add to your collection in your house, or maybe not, because then maybe you need a professional organizer. And who knows? Give it a shot. Brooklyn Flea in Soho and Dumbo, Brooklyn, right under the Brooklyn Bridge. It's worth it. It's worth the trip, and it's a lot of fun. And you'll have some great restaurants in the area, if not finding a food choice right there on the street. Many people are into the food truck, and the food truck is so popular these days. Plenty of them at the Dumbo side, not on the Manhattan side. So this weekend, we're going to talk about clearing the clutter way down deep. And this weekend, I chose to stay in for, and it's a 3-day weekend, it's Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, 2017. And I'm going to ask you to call in one more time, but I will tell you that I'm not even sure that the internet is broadcasting right now. The call-in number is 657-383-0732. And you can always email me at solutions@createneworder.com or call me during the week at the business number at 631-979-9530. And ask your questions, because we can always bring them up on the show, even if you're not on the line. But getting back to this weekend and what I did and how I did it. This weekend, I made a huge list. Now, if you listen regularly, I've never, never, never recommended more than 5 things a day should be on anybody's list. It's too much for anybody to accomplish. So why would I make a big, giant, overwhelming list? Well, that's because I'm the expert, folks. Perhaps my second book will talk about the art of the list and this whole topic. But I'm the expert, and who can handle 34 things on a list over the course of 3 days? Well, I can. It was my strategy to meander through the weekend and make no plans, really not go out, but address the things in my life that needed to be addressed. Why? This is why I'm successful, because I can project manage this out even for myself. But I don't accept, so not accepting plans for the weekend, and there was one plan that I made that was not part of the list but factored in for time, and that plan fell through, which then actually gave me more time to do other things. But what I did was I reminded myself by using my trusty blackboard, which sits next to me right now, and I put up a billboard of sorts. And the things that distract me from staying on task, I put up as a no list on my blackboard. The things that keep me off my priorities, the things that I give way to so that I don't get done what my priorities really are. So I decided to make this list of 34 things, and I decided to make a no list in a big giant sign so that anytime I even thought about doing anything, like on my no list is no spending, on my no list is no failures, on my no list is no excess calories. What does excess calories have to do with being an obstacle? Well, number one, you have to sit and eat them. And number two, you feel weighted and you don't feel as energetic if you're eating excess calories. So planning my food, planning my meals. I wrote down no alcohol. I have not had a glass of wine this weekend, not going to have a glass of wine this weekend. In fact, the whole week may be without it, because that sort of chills me out and takes my energy away and I feel pretty good, so that I'm not going to really stay focused and motivated. The point is that take your distractions, face the distractions, and say no. No, I am not going to fall into the distraction. No shopping. No spending is one thing. That means no spending is bigger than no shopping. It's not just going out and going through the shops that I want to go look at and browse for clothing or whatnot. No spending means don't get on the internet and start spending your money on the internet. Don't start looking around at the ads that are put in front of you. Don't start looking around at websites to see what shoes are coming in for fall. None of that. No spending.
The only spending I did was my normal Sunday food shopping for the week. And I stayed on task with no excess calories. I didn't buy excess items. I haven't been buying snacks. I don't keep them in the house. If I want a snack, I go and get one portion size. Which, speaking of snacks, let me tell you, one of the things that I have been putting together as a snack that's really healthy lately is I buy a package of the 10-pack of 100-calorie pretzels, and I buy one container of avocado hummus, because 2 tablespoons of that hummus is 60 calories, and then 100 calories of pretzels is 160-calorie snack and very satisfying and filling. So I've been doing that, and I also did that today. But the point is planning. It's all about planning, and one of the things on my list is meal planning. So that's one of. Maybe you'll consider that a cheat, like you're going to do that anyway, but purposely sitting and making a plan for food, especially if you want to stay on track for calories for your fitness program. 20-mile bike ride is also on my list. I should have taken it yesterday morning, but I said, nope, I'm going to do it on Sunday. Couldn't do it today because it rained. I do not take my road bike out in the rain. I don't feel that confident on those thin tires. So I did not take that 20-mile bike ride yet. So tomorrow's it. Tomorrow's supposed to be a beautiful day. And after I play tennis at 9:30 tomorrow morning, which is factored in on the list, tennis every day. Today, did not play tennis because the weather kept me from playing. But doesn't mean I didn't watch the U.S. Open, and it doesn't mean I didn't watch YouTube videos on form, because that's what I need the most practice with. So at least I put the effort in if I couldn't physically play. Think about it. Part of the plan, just because the weather kept me off the court, doesn't mean I couldn't put time and attention into tennis in a different way. I stayed on task. I will say that I wanted to be done with my entire list by the end of today, but a couple of things on my list were dependent on making contact with other people, and they didn't get back to me. There are 4 things on this list that I couldn't do because, it's not that I couldn't do them. My head wasn't in the right place to accomplish them, and most of them have to do with writing. When I go to bed tonight, before I go to bed, I will hit the backup button on all of my computers, because one of the things on my list is to back up my computers. They haven't been backed up in a couple of months. And that's careless, really. That's careless. So if you haven't backed up your computers, take a lesson from my list and back up your computers tonight. Before you go to bed, hit the backup button. Make sure your photographs are put into your separate terabyte hard drive. If you don't have one, go get one on tomorrow. Get one on sale. It's back to school time. You probably can get a terabyte for less than $100. You probably can get them for less than $100 anyway. But go get one so that you can back up your computer so you don't lose your valuable data. So these are things that are on my list to get done. I have made huge strides and gotten so many things checked off of the list. Today's list had 12 items on it. 2 items did not get completed. One of them is because I'm waiting for an answer from somebody else to say, okay, that's good. That's what you can do. And the other one is I'm waiting for an answer for a space so that I can give live classes. And I'm waiting for them to get back to me, which you'll hear about after they do. So those 2 things are not checked off, but they were addressed and they were handled. That's the idea. I plan on absolutely positively having a completely checked off list by the end of tomorrow. What wasn't on the list also got done. I was able to organize a few things, got through my jewelry. I got rid of a few items. One of the things on my list was to list some of my furniture because I'm selling it, because I'm going to be redecorating. These things have been pushed aside and pushed down below higher priorities because the higher priorities had to be handled and couldn't wait. They pushed down over time and added up.
And I decided, because I wanted to have a weekend without traveling, I wanted to have a weekend without obligation, I wanted to have a weekend without having a social weekend, which I love because I'm a very social person. I wanted a weekend for me. And that is what I decided to do. And it was not only productive, but it was also restful. It was also healthy because one tied into the other. And everything on the list was met. Unfortunately, one plan that I had where it was going to be a little bit social did not come through. But tomorrow's another day. That was Scarlett O'Hara says. This is Girl in Town. This is Jennifer Ryan. Just call Jennifer at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation or ask your question about getting to the other side of your life like Stella. Maybe Stella's out there. I would love to hear from you. And unfortunately, the internet could be impeding that tonight. You can always email me at solutions@createneworder.com, and I will read your email on the air or contact you and hopefully connect on the air so that you can answer, so you can ask your questions and get your solutions. Now, let's see what else I have here to talk about. My written blog, not just my verbal blog, my written blog is out there at createneworder.wordpress.com. You can always check in with me to see what's in my brain on a day-to-day basis. Now I want to talk about health. Talk about fitness. I gave you a good snack suggestion, one of the things that I've recently discovered and been enjoying, the pretzels with the hummus. And now I want to talk about something that was streaming on Facebook. And yes, I check in on Facebook quite often because Facebook is so popular and so many people count on Facebook for their news, which is a little bit frightening at the same time as it is entertaining. But one of the things that streamed on Facebook, and I had a conversation with my nephew about, it's hard for me to even talk about. I have to look it up because it's a heart attack waiting to happen. That's exactly what this thing is. This is a video from Insider Foods. So it was Insider Foods videos, and you can go to my website, you can go to my Facebook page, and you can, it is a burger, and it's not just one burger, but it is a 9,606 calorie burger. They call it the quadruple bypass burger, and the Vortex in Atlanta makes this thing. It's made on Texas toast, and I think it's a foot tall burger, and it's not just one burger. It's 8 slices of Texas toast, and it's like 28 slices of American cheese. It's got mayonnaise on it. It's got bacon. It's got 4 fried eggs, and I think it's got 4 patties of sirloin. And it's stacked up in a bowl, then surrounded by fries and tater tots to actually like hold it up. And then they put like a cheesy goose sauce with bacon bits on it. I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, why would anybody want to eat this? Now, my nephew thinks it's scrumptious. To me, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking it's a heart attack. I'll visit my nephew in CCU. The whole thing will set you back $80. And I am just appalled at how we are treating ourselves, how we are feeding ourselves here in America. Be careful, folks. Take care of your health. Take care of yourself so that you can take care of your family. Something like that, to me, is just out of this world. I don't get it. But you can call me, and you can tell me you do, at 657-383-0732. We're running out of time tonight. The burger, like I said, is at Insider Foods, 9,000 calories. 9,000 calories. That's unbelievable that anybody would want to consume that in one helping. So, this is Jennifer Ryan. This is September 3rd, Labor Day weekend. I've accomplished almost everything on my list. Do you have a list? And I know it's back to school time for many of you. You have children that'll be back on that big yellow thing coming down the block to pick them up and take them off to get educated.
try to remember. Go outside and play with your kids. Don't just overschedule them because you're going to overschedule yourself. Why are we living in a stress-free environment that we create ourselves? Eliminate that chaos and live a better, healthier relationship type life. Organize yourself into comfort and into happiness. Start removing things that overwhelm you. Start removing things that are unnecessary. Start removing the things that make you unhappy. Do you know they're making you unhappy? Well, if you're screaming at everybody in your household to get them out the door every day to all the functions that they have to go to, I suggest canceling the functions and just spending the time together doing something as a family. That's my back to school advice. We'll be talking back to school next week on our show on the 10th of September, when I hope the internet will cooperate a little bit more. Write down the number 657-383-0732 and plan on calling between 8 and 9 p.m. on September 10th, 2017, and just ask Jennifer and eliminate the chaos in your life. It's all about you. It's all about what you want and how you want it to be. Thank you for joining me tonight, and visit my website at www.createneworder.com. And don't forget to email me at solutions@createneworder.com. I didn't get to the email of the week. I will definitely get to your emails next week. We'll talk about what to do with keepsakes and how to get over the guilt of getting rid of them, how to keep them in your heart, not just in your hand. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Jennifer Ryan, Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions. Just call Jennifer between 8 and 9 on Sunday nights and drop me a line at solutions@createneworder.com and let me know how things are going for you and how you like the show. Thanks for joining us. Have a good week, everybody.